What's going on, guys? Back to delay. Sorry for that delay, guys. We're trying to set up this video. It looks like we're not going to be recording this. It's going to just be this live event. Unfortunately, I can't record it. Google's acting up. But today we are talking about the Tree of Life, the Miracle Tree. My name is Dave Mate from Circle of Drink, and this is Dane from Circle of Drink. And we are just drinking some yerba mate and talking about powerful herbs, powerful superfoods. This is an online circle that we're having weekly. Remember, an online circle, or what I've referred to as a mate circle, is people coming together to share themselves, to educate each other, to inspire each other, and to have some sort of healthy tea that's being passed around in this circle. Today, Dane and I are drinking some roasted chocolate yerba mate, which was just released on circleofdrink.com. And we're going to be talking about Moringa, M-O-R-I-N-G-A, Moringa. So what is Moringa? Moringa is a shrub, a small tree that grows in India. Okay, this is a green tree. It comes from the Moringaceae family. The full botanical name is called Moringa oleifera. Moringa oleifera. And it has been able to grow in subtropical and tropical regions throughout the world. It grows in India, Philippines, Jamaica, Africa, Colombia, a lot of the Caribbean islands. It just needs a warm climate. It could even grow here in the United States. If you are on the West Coast, you can grow all year round. The further you move towards the East Coast, the more temperate the climate becomes. You have to bring the plant inside your home during the cold months, and then during the warm months, you can bring it back outside. It's a very easy plant to grow and maintain. Left on its own, the plant will grow up to 30 feet, 35 feet. But the traditional way is once the plant gets about 2 to 3 feet, you just start to chop the top major stems, and then the plant begins to branch out. And as it branches out and grows taller, up to about 5 feet you want it to grow, and then you want to maintain it at 5 feet or so by clipping the new lateral stems, and then there's more horizontal stems that come out, and the plant becomes a bush. So I've known about Moringa for several years now, but I've never really acquainted myself with the plant until recently. When I came back from a trip in Jamaica, while I was in Jamaica, I saw a lot of people drinking it. There was Moringa all over the place. I saw the plant growing, and then it just kind of reignited my interest in the plant. And I continued doing research on this plant, and I have to tell you, it is a super food, a super plant. I'm not surprised that they call it the miracle tree. I took some notes. It has 7 times the amount of vitamin C found in oranges. It has 4 times the amount of vitamin A found in carrots. It has 3 times the amount of iron found in spinach. It has 4 times the calcium of milk, and it has 3 times the potassium of bananas. And those are conservative numbers. I've heard 15 times the amount of potassium and 20 times the amount of calcium found in milk, et cetera, et cetera. A good book that I recently just read from Sanford Holst is called Moringa, Nature's Medicine Cabinet. If you guys are interested in learning more about this plant, I highly recommend getting a little book about it and learning about the benefits. So this plant, super powerful, super potent. It's nutrient-rich, nutrient-dense. It's loaded with antioxidants. It's loaded with minerals. It's loaded with proteins. It has 18 essential proteins in it, amino acids. So any plant that has high levels of proteins, high levels of antioxidants, high levels of minerals, usually it is going to be beneficial for the human organism. Just like yerba mate, moringa could be consumed in many ways. A lot of people grind up the leaves into a powder and add that powder into either a smoothie, a shake, or just making a tea from the powder. You could also use the leaves, dry the leaves and make a tea. But what's also interesting about moringa, and this is what helps make it very versatile, is that you could actually just chop the leaves off the tree and saute it like spinach. Drizzle a little bit of olive oil in a pan, spices, however you want to do it. Cover the top of that pan and let it saute for about, 5-10 minutes until it gets really soft, and you could just eat it like how you would eat spinach. Remember, this is a food. You could eat it just like how you would eat any other green leafy vegetable. I personally have been making tea out of the dry leaves. I find that beneficial for me. Let's talk a little bit about the health properties, what moringa could do for the body. So, moringa has a long list of health benefits. Anti-inflammatory. You know, you're dealing with any sort of inflammation internally, externally. If you have a cut, a wound on your hand, you could chew up some of the moringa, mash it up, put it into a ball, put it on the cut, wrap that up. That's called a poultice, and let that sit. Many nations have been using this ancient remedy of using this sort of mashed up moringa, hot water, mashed up moringa, put it on a cut, wrap that up, let it sit there for about an hour, 2 hours, and you'll notice that your cut will heal faster. Now, of course, like with all these videos, this is just for educational purposes only. Consult with your own medical care practitioner when you are thinking about consuming any sort of herbs. Moringa has been shown to fight flu, to fight the cold virus. A lot of people have found that it helps recover from those sort of sicknesses you get in the winter time, stuffy nose, bronchitis, flu, even fevers, which moringa has been beneficial for. Pregnant women, especially in Africa, have been using moringa as a lifesaver. Women who are malnourished during their pregnancy consume moringa. They like to drink moringa juice. Women who are born with children who are malnourished, they find that feeding them moringa in their milk has helped them significantly. And women who have a problem with milk production found that adding moringa to their diet significantly helped to increase their milk production. There was this one study I read about in this book where there was 45 malnourished children, and all of them took moringa for the healing properties, and all but three of these malnourished children had a full recovery. And the only thing that they all shared in common was the moringa. So that shows you the power of this plant. That same study has been replicated in other nations to show that it's not just this one instance of this one little controlled study. It's been done all over the world where people who have been malnourished have used moringa to actually sustain life, literally to sustain life. Lives. That's what's so powerful about this plant. That's what's intrigued me about this plant. What else could I say about moringa? Like mate, moringa helps provide natural energy. You know, you're tired in the morning. You want something, especially without caffeine. Some people can't deal with caffeine. I would highly recommend trying moringa. Brew a nice strong tea of moringa. Drink it. And what I've noticed with myself is that it gives me more energy. Keeps me kind of lively, keeps me sharp. It's definitely boosting cognition. What else can I talk about moringa? The entire plant is pretty much edible, from the bark to the flowers. The flowers you can make a tea out of. You could also dry the flowers. The oil has been very powerful to use topically for any sort of skin disease, scratches, cuts, burns. Even people with hair loss have been using it to grow their hair. This plant is the multi-purpose plant. You know, you could use it for many, many things. The seeds people eat, Now, what I want to mention, you finished with that? This is what's very interesting about the moringa seeds. The seeds, in and of themselves, are miraculous. Why is this? Because the seeds are a natural detoxifying agent. So, for instance, if you had dirty water, there's a simple way to clean this dirty water. And this has a lot to do with, you know, nations where they have to deal with dirty water. I think it's something like 6 million people every single year die from contaminated water. I think something like 1 billion people have to consume dirty water every single day, which is unfortunate. They found that the moringa seeds, when you grind them up, the moringa seeds, you take them, you take out the pulp that's around the pod. They come in a pod. It's like a bean. You grind up the seeds into a powder. It turns into this white powder. Now, you add about, let's say, 20 to 200 milligrams of water, of ground tea, the powder, for every liter of water, depending on how contaminated your water is. So let's just call it 20 grams of powder per liter. They find that once you add the ground up moringa powder to the water, within an hour, you'll see sort of coagulation of debris, of them, and they sink to the bottom of the water tank, whatever the water is being held in. Then what you do is you take this water and you put it in the sun for about an hour for further detoxification of the water. And they found that, and this is really remarkable, that anywhere between 80 and 98% of the contaminants found in the water are now focused on the bottom of the water. They just totally sunk to the bottom, and then you could pour off the top, and the top is clean water to drink. Amazing. This comes from a plant that you could grow. Anyone could grow this plant. If you were in the woods hiking and you just found you were dehydrated, you need water, but the only water that you could find is some dirty pool of water, but now it's a life and death situation. If you had a couple of moringa seeds, you could save your life. Save your life. They found that the moringa seeds are more effective in many cases than commercial detoxifying agents that people use to add into water, to clean water. They found that moringa is either just as effective, if not more effective. Very powerful. Now, the roots you want to be a little careful of. The roots you want to... There's still a lot of research being done on the roots. A lot of people are eating the roots, but as you continue to do the research, it's probably advised not to eat the roots, just to use the roots for, you know, maybe tea or for topical agents for your skin, things like that. Some people eat the roots. The only problem with the roots is that they have found some alkaloids in the roots that if you eat them at high amounts of doses, these alkaloids, then they could be slightly toxic. So I'm not going to recommend you eating the roots, but all the other parts of the plant are edible, from the leaves to the stems to the bark to the flowers. No problem. So over the next several months, you're going to be hearing more about moringa from me. Unfortunately, I don't even know if people are watching this video right now because it's not recorded. So whoever is watching this, thank you. And whoever's not watching it out in the ether out there, just channeling into my mind right now, and just know that there'll be more information on moringa. So moringa is an energy booster. It is a detoxifier. Detoxifies the body. Detoxifies water. Detoxifies any aqueous solution, any water solution. It's great for the skin. Beautiful skin treatment. You can make your own oils. You could... The seeds are about 40% oil, so you can literally squeeze out the oil, the seeds, or you can make a powder from the seeds and then add that to another oil like olive oil or coconut oil, flaxseed oil, blend it into that, and then use that oil on your hands, on your face, whatever, on cuts, things like that, sort of topical situations on your skin. Anti-inflammatory. It is an immune booster. Any plant that boosts your immune system has to be good for you. That just makes sense. If your immune system is being boosted by a compound, by plants, that frees up your body to work on its highest capacity. Just like mate boosts your immune system because of its high levels of antioxidants, and regulation of your gland system, your hormone system. Same thing with moringa. Decreases blood pressure. I have an uncle that makes moringa tea every single day. He has high blood pressure. He says that the moringa tea helps him. I believe him. Ulcers, very good for your GI tract, gastrointestinal tract, anything going on in your stomach, your esophagus region, your upper aerodigestive tract, anything that's going on there, moringa may be able to help you. Diabetes, it helps regulate glucose levels, normalize blood sugar levels. It helps you to relax. A lot of people use moringa as a relaxifying agent, as a nervine agent, something to calm you down. If you're fighting anxiety, you have high stress, you're depressed, moringa may help you. Give it a shot. Try it for at least a couple months and see how you boost your milk production. Women in suffering poor nations who have problems with malnutrition, they don't have enough milk. Literally, they don't produce enough milk for their children. Sad situation. They have found that moringa has helped boost their milk production. So today was just a little introduction on moringa. I just kind of wanted to pique your interest a little bit on this powerful plant. I just kind of wanted to introduce it to you. Moringa oleifera is the botanical name. Like I said, just to recap, it comes from India, but now it's been found growing in dozens of subtropical and tropical regions, many parts of South America, parts of Africa. Many Caribbean islands grow it, Jamaica, Haiti, people in Florida grow it, people in California grow it. And if you live in a temperate zone such as New York or on the East Coast of the United States, yes, you could grow it, but the growing season is only about 5 to 6 months in these regions, unless you live in the south of the country. So, for instance, I'm in New York, so I could grow it anywhere between April to, let's say, the first frost. Let's call that October. Then I would have to bring it into my house for another 5 or 6 months and bring it back out during the during the springtime. So it could be grown anywhere. As long as you get some seeds, you could plant it, and within 2 weeks, the moringa will start growing. Within 3 to 6 months, the moringa will reach about 3 to 4 feet. At that point, you want to chop off the tallest lateral branch, the tallest lateral stem, that main stem coming on top, top the plant. Then you're going to start to see the plant bush out and let it keep on bushing out and let it keep on growing high until it reaches about 5 feet, and then maintain the plant at 5 feet. And that takes about a year for the plant to reach that level of maturity. And then what you could do is just start clipping the fresh branches of the moringa leaves, and you could eat the entire branch, cook it like spinach, or dry it, the branch with the leaves, and ground it into a powder, or just leave it as loose leaf tea. Many ways to prepare the plant. As I said, this is just an introduction to moringa. Over the next several months, I'll be talking about moringa, all sorts of things in moringa, how to prepare it, how to make skin ointment for it, how to even make it like spinach. I'm very interested in this plant, very interested in the efficacy of moringa. I believe it's one of those plants that it's a secret. It's a hidden secret right now, even though it's been used for at least the past 4 to 5,000 years in written history. It's been used medicinally, starting Ayurveda philosophy or way of living of health, a way of health, rather, in India. And then from there, it went off into other parts of the world. And just to sum up, moringa has many health benefits: energy booster, high levels of antioxidants, high levels of calcium, potassium, good amounts of magnesium, high levels of iron, high levels of vitamin C, high levels of vitamin A. It's a superfood. It's super dense, very easy to grow, and it's helping to reshape the global malnutrition, the global problem of malnutrition, where people are just dying from not having enough food, not eating proper food, not getting enough nutrients. Moringa is going to be one of those plants that really changes that situation. I believe yerba mate will be too. But the thing about moringa is that it's much easier to grow, it's much easier to produce, and it could grow in a wider landscape of environments as opposed to yerba mate. It's kind of more finicky. It's more temperamental. It needs much more attention to grow and get going. And yerba mate takes at least 3 years to start to establish commercial production. Moringa, you could have commercial production within 6 months, but if you really want the plants to reach a higher level of yielding power, you want to wait at least a year before you start to do any significant commercial production of it. But most people, like even in Jamaica, for example, just grow one or two plants on their property, and that's fine. Those one or two plants could produce all the moringa they need. They just go outside once a week and chop off a couple of the new stems, the new leaves, and they make it like a tea, or they eat it like spinach. All right, guys. Moringa, this was just the introduction. Thank you so much for watching. I'm sorry that this was so brief and abrupt, this mate circle. Just kind of popped out of the blue. Catch me next week. Find us at facebook.com/circledrink. Sign into one of our groups on Facebook. Subscribe to our videos on youtube.com/circleofdrink. And do your own research on moringa. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to find out how powerful this plant is. Those of you guys that are health conscious, you will be surprised that this is a plant that you may not have known about. All right, guys, this is Dave Mate and Dane signing out for a quick yerba mate circle. We're going to continue drinking our mate over here in New York, and I hope you continue drinking yerba mate or your superfoods wherever you're at. All right, guys, salud. Peace.